Now, they had first slough, and they had middle slough here.
Oh.
And then we had southeast part of this county, about 10 or 12 miles. We had one of the best known fishing areas there was in the country. They called it Buckhorn Landing. In an old river, the old river. We had another one over here, and it was on the old river, and they call it Langley-Shaney. They had these places there. Well, over on Black River over there was a place they called, it was a good fishing place, and lots went, Cantor place, and they had the most of these places where they gathered and named it. Certain names back then, more so than I have now. Now you take this highway that you come into here, we'll say coming out from San Francisco over here. That goes, if you turn to your left and follow that crosses San Francisco River on a bridge now. But back when my boyhood days, and after I was grown and married, that is a ferry there.
Oh.
It was known as Brown's Ferry. And it goes over to Holcomb. The highway goes to Holcomb, Missouri over there. And it was Brown's Ferry. Now that's the only way you could cross this river here, at St. Francis River, was at Brown's Ferry and a chalk bluff up above St. Francis, about 3 miles. And the former settlers, the first settlers of this part of the country, when they come here, they crossed the river at Brown's Ferry and at Chalk Bluff. And at this Brown's Ferry, now this river, this St. Francis River does a thing over there that not many rivers has ever done that I know anything about.
Why does it do?
It forks. There's a fork right there. That river forks right there. And they've got the land in there. They call it 7 Mile Island. At least, of course, 7 Mile Island. I don't have much said about it now. But that ferry, that Brown Ferry, where it's at, there's a bridge now. You can see it crossing that river. You can see that island right there. It's the beginning right there. That's where that river. So she comes back together down there, 6-7 miles below, and come in together. And it,
Well, what about like on a mountain or maybe a ridge, a sharp drop off, a place where it's
a bluff.
Oh, a bluff.
It's called a bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, would a bluff, would a bluff be the same as a cliff?
Well, I guess it would. A cliff might be higher, I don't know, than the bluff. But it is the same thing, all right. A cliff is more or less cliff has got rock in them.
Oh, okay.
The cliffs I've ever seen have, it's rock, and it's more higher. Now, I guess that would be the difference. It's straight up or leans over, you see. Now, you can find them out in these Ozarks. That, 200 feet maybe, or 300 up here. And here, that leans over here, so you could get back under there and with a wagon and not, in some places, not even, in a way, not get a bit of rain on you at all. Well, it's rock. They've got rock there.
Well, you know you may not know this, but this is about a place between the mountains, or where two mountains come together, where it's kind of like a low place where the road might go through.
Well,
a gap or something.
A gap or a cut. Now, I don't. You'd call it a gap or a cut, all right. Now, if that's all right, we know.